Thank you very much, Daniela. We're blessed by our youth, our young people. I don't know about you, but I was very touched by what Daniela just brought to us. We're very blessed in this church to have young leaders and preachers shining out the gifts that God's given them. I hope you enjoy my picture show. I apologise it's not as peppered as Alan's worship with scripture or even Daniela's talk just now, but it's pictorial. And I hope it lifts your soul, because the whole thing lifted my soul and the group that was with us. We were just amazed at how wonderful it was to be in a place with a new culture and learning from them. So, I'm nodding at you, Mike, and I've got the thing here, haven't I? So this scripture is probably the only scripture you're going to see in this PowerPoint, but it came to me, this scripture, Romans 15, verse 13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope. And being with 13 other people I didn't know, we shared the hope we had in Christ, and that was an amazing time. And thank you for Beverly, because Beverly came with us, and she is one of the trustees of Go Mad, which is Go and Make a Difference in Tanzania. Thank you, Beverly, for all your stalwart help. I hope you can see this. We took a flight of about 9 hours, and we stayed in Kenya before we went to the place we were eventually going to rest our bones, which was Eagle Lodge. And that was our home for 11 days. We thank the Lord for the safe journey. And the following morning, we were acclimatising. It was hot and it was humid. And I, particularly being fair, am not very great in the heat. So I tried hard not to tell everyone that I was suffering with heat stroke. But at this point, on this part of the day, I really was. But it was so astounding to see these young women who are being taught a vocation. You might notice those sewing machines have got no electric power, because they're the most useful, because the electric comes on and off in Tanzania. And they're learning a trade so that they can go back into their villages and stand autonomously in their village, being able to earn some money but be very useful. Our days started early, and they finish when it was about 8:30, which was early for me. But every day we went out beforehand, we had a Bible study and prayer. So we had prayed that we would see something of Tanzania. These young girls live in various villages, and they're there for a while being taught by various teachers. We were introduced to the Mothers' Union. Can I just ask you, does anyone know anything about the Mothers' Union? No? Yeah. For some women of my age, it was you could join the Mothers' Union or you could join the Women's Institute. But the Mothers' Union is an amazing organisation. There are 815,000 women in Mothers' Union across the world, which Carrie said yesterday doesn't sound a lot. But in the remote parishes, they are the women that really make sure that these families are getting the help they need. And when they visit, they're very revered. To be honest, I felt an imposter. I'd only just joined. I joined in London before I went. And I was put up as the link worker, or someone that could connect with London to Tanzania. So it was wonderful to see these women doing their stuff. And they all wear different outfits made of Mothers' Union material, of which I bought a lump of it back as a tablecloth there, and I had a shirt made. So we started to visit the parishes, and I wish I could show you the videos, but it was quite amazing how vibrant their faith was. It blew me away. I hadn't prepared myself for it. The moving, the dancing, the singing. No words, no projection. They knew the words. And they greeted us every time we went to a parish and treated us like we were really special, and we didn't feel very special. But it was an amazing welcome that God had planned for us. So we did manage to communicate with these parishes. I think we visited six in the end, but there's something like 34, and one of them was 3.5 miles away in a car. Sorry? 3.5 hours, sorry, not 3.5 miles. So it was a long journey. Most days we'd get up early and get going. And they would perform a wonderful biblical song and dance for each of us and give us a gift. Here you can see some of the children have got uniform. I believe some of the schools are paid for and some are free. And there is a scheme which I'm hoping to set up, which is £1 per child per month, so that all of the children can go. So that's something I'm going up to Southwark to talk about, and I'll be talking to the mission committee, of which Beverly's a member. Because some of the children look through the bars on the window, or look through the window at the teaching. But wouldn't it be great for £12 a year, and to commit for maybe 3 to 4 years? That would be amazing. All children would get education. And you can see that the women, the Mothers Union, were there again, and they were celebrating and bringing their offering. Now, I don't know about you, when I put my money in my bank account and slide some over for an offering, I never do a dance for it, but they actually do a dance when they offer their money. Up the middle and drop it in the pot. And some people, you can see, that's hard, given the offering, but they're giving their offering to Christ. It's just an amazing thing to witness. Now, we talk about 30 children in a class, 80 children generally in a class, 80 children who are willing to be good and listen without notebooks, without paper, without pens. They're listening to what the teachers have to say. I find that a bit of a miracle to myself. But there they were, and they were ready to tell us things that they'd learned, which was amazing. Some of the parishes weren't decorated, so they were just plain walls. So we were able to take some gifts for them for the walls. And some classes were 120. Mike, you're a teacher. Do you think you could have taught 120 school children? Of course. Of course. So here we are outside. So we were taking lots of photos so we wouldn't forget. And our team were there, and it was just amazing. At the beginning, all of the team more or less went, but there were other jobs for us to do. But I really wanted to go to see all the parishes. It was quite interesting. Another picture there. And we were receiving gifts. And the first gift I got was a bar of Imperial leather soap in a box. And I was so pleased about that. Later on, I gave it to the housekeeper, but just to be given a gift. I mean, they must have saved so hard to give us gifts. And a couple of the parishes, they'd maybe miscounted, and in one, they ran back to their homes and bought some pots that they'd cleaned that they could give away, little clay things that they gave away. So nobody missed out on a gift. But it did feel a bit like being royalty in a fraudulent way. So the other projects involved quite a lot of physical work. I did go to this one. I did a lot of wire clipping. But here you can see in the green T-shirt on the left is the vicar's wife, Hannah, the vicar of St. John's, mixing up the muck, the cement, which was going to be a water storage tank, because the plastic ones are not really very good and don't last long, but the concrete ones do, and they're much healthier in water. This gentleman here was sort of very involved and got his feet in the concrete. At one point, I thought he might stick in the concrete and we'd have to leave him there, but he did a fantastic job. Working hard is an essential in the villages. Oops. And then we had a lovely day at the Serengeti National Park. We became tourists for a day. Quite a long journey there, but to be up close to the animals was also very amazing. And very close to the animals in some cases. You can see some hippo on the left. They're not stepping stones. Gazelles and a honeymoon couple of lions who apparently go away for 3 days from the pride and have 3 days of getting to know each other, if you know what I mean. There were a lot of people standing up in the jeeps trying to take photos, but I thought, no, let's just leave them alone. We moved on eventually. and the zebra, none of which had the same pattern. And some, I think they were called, they were like black wildebeest who don't have as big a brain as some of the other wildebeests, therefore don't migrate, but they stay around. I thought, yeah, I know some people like that, including me sometimes, you know. They just stay around and don't go on the migration path. And this is the cathedral that St. John's Blackheath designed. Graham McClure helped to design it with David Halford, one of the St. John's members. And it's called St. John's Cathedral. And when we went in it, it felt a bit like St. John's with the old benches. It was a beautiful place to be in, very well looked after. And they have a Mara Day, and you can get 2,000 people in there. We had various shows put on for us, which were all scripture-based and songs that were wonderful. So we had a fantastic time. And if you think church is a long time, here, it was, I think, 3.5 hours. Yeah, and it was quite hot, so we had to really try and keep awake. We then went and travelled the following day, or maybe it was that day, actually, to the trainee BB, Boys Brigade Officer Camp, which was at Bunda Bible College. We presented a laptop to Alpha, who is the president or the in charge of the Bunda Bible College, and he was very pleased to show us these young guys who are being trained and balled there with the students, and they marched for us, very smart guys. They were on my heart a lot. They've got to go into the remote villages to start Boys Brigade, one officer with the hope of increasing their recruitment, and they'll be preaching the word of God in various villages. We were presented with their colours, Louisa and I, and we saluted, and one of our team looked like the Queen, Christine Legg. She was asked to inspect, so she went along shaking a lot of hands, and then she came back and sat down. But we had a little bit of a laugh later on. Here's some pictures just generally of village life. Little girl, no shoes, but a beautiful dress. They all had their best dresses on when we came there. We looked a bit raggle-taggle, but they looked beautiful. And there's a grandmother with her grandson. And grandmothers have a big part to play in the family culture because the women are often out working on the fields, collecting water and doing everything else they have to do. A few more pictures here. These girls wanted their pictures taken. I don't think there are mirrors, so a lot of them are quite fascinated when you show them the pictures of themselves because they haven't often seen themselves, and it's a wonderful thing for them to do that. And these are our link workers. We have Happiness, who's in the red and white, and we have Pania. I had to ask Beverly what her name was. I'd forgotten. I wanted to call her Panini, but that's not her name. They are Mothers Union link workers for the diocese under Bishop George, Martha, and Janeth, who is the president of the Mothers Union and the bishop's wife. And there's another visit here, which is in Masoma. The bishop's wife is in the blue and white at the front, Mothers Union in charge. And Paul, our pastor, who preached a sermon in the cathedral, is on her left. He was inspirational and really did look after us on a spiritual direction basis. I'm very red in that photo. I suffered with heat most of the time, but it was an incredible experience. And the woman who's in the red and white to the left is our children's worker from St. John's. So everywhere we went, we gave a basketball, a football, generally a parachute, lots of resources that we'd been given by the local school, Pointer School, who also provide porridge every day for all the children who come to study so that their bellies are full and they're ready to go. And lots of exchanging of gifts. Here we're exchanging gifts, but we're also getting, we got material at this place, and the Mothers Union got various T-shirts, which they looked happy with. Martha had polio. She is the local Mothers Union sort of go-to. She had polio, and very often crippled people, as they are called, aren't involved as much in their society. But here She has broken the boundary. She is respected and loved well in all of the parishes we went to. And she moves very well. I saw her dance. I thought, you dance a lot better than me, and I haven't had polio. And we had a final celebration, which involved a lot of rain. They'd been waiting for rain to fill up their tanks from April. So this is all that time they've waited for rain. And boy, did that rain came. And it came as we arrived to the bishop's reception with a tin roof over us and lots of lightning. And I thought, metal and lightning don't really mix, but we were safe. God had kept us safe. And we were given a cake with a strange tradition of popping a cocktail stick in a square of cake and putting it in someone's mouth. And I thought we were going to stab some of their people. We were so nervous that we might get it wrong. But we didn't, and that was a good thing. I've got to say, one other thing that struck me is that in one of the nurseries, a team from Go Mad, Gap Year students, had painted the walls. And my goodness, it made a difference. They'd put the alphabet up. They'd put up colours and shapes and animals, and a girl with a long stick, only this high, was a teacher's assistant, and she pointed, and all the children just said everything that they had to say, because English is the other language spoken. And I looked at this little girl and I thought, you're definitely going to be a little teacher and grow up and do your community well. There were some things lacking in some of our visits. Small chairs. Some children had chairs, others didn't. Desks. More sewing machines so the girls can move on in their lives. And we planted trees, but if anyone would still like to support that project, I'm sure the trees will continue to be put in. And the reason the trees are there, obviously deforestation, but also they're an investment income for people. Fast-growing trees will make wood, and that wood can be sold, and it's a way of a mini-enterprise. So that's another opportunity if you're interested. If you're interested in the school project, then please let me know, because although we haven't set it up, £12 a year might just fit your budget. So do let me know about that. The other thing is, we did know that transport is a problem, and that unmade roads make it hard for the vehicles. They don't last as long as you'd like them to. So it would be great for our Mothers Union rep to be able to get out to the various parishes, because they're so far away. But she'd need an SUV, and I think that's a potboiler project that I've just got to keep thinking about, and hopefully someone will be generous. So ultimately, I think I've really come to the end of this now, other than me feeding a giraffe. We got back to Kenya a day early because of the uprising, the political uprising and the danger and the security. So it gave us a day to have a treat, and we saw these wonderful giraffes, and we became tourists again. And I just thank God that he gave me that opportunity. And I'd encourage anyone who wants to go on a mission to go, because it, as Daniela said, different cultures and the way they praise their God is such an amazing thing to see. But the humbling of us, of our hearts, was very big. We saw people with very little who praise God continually, every day, even open their conversation with grace and love and peace. So coming back in the reverse culture, I've tried really hard to keep everything in mind that I've learned there. And I hope that this morning, although this hasn't been too long, that you also might be inspired by it. In Proverbs 31, 8 to 9 says, "Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, for the rights of all who are destitute. Speak up and judge fairly. Defend the rights of the poor and the needy." And long may that continue. Thank you for listening to me, and if you wanted to ask any questions later, so this doesn't sound like a Women's Institute lecture, come and see me, because I'll just be milling about. But thank you so much. I'm just going to close in prayer, and I think, Daniela, are you going to close with a blessing? Yeah? Okay. Lord Jesus, I thank you for the opportunities you give us to go to other places in the world and see your kingdom Thank you, Lord, that it's not about us taking things or just feeling like we are the ones that have got to give. Because, Lord, when we reach these places, we are humbled by what we receive. Thank you, Lord, that you keep these people alive and that you inspire others to help the destitute, the poor and the needy. And ask, Lord Jesus, that as a congregation, we will also support in our own small way anything we can to help those wonderful people who love you and live your word every day. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.